Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. And today is our weekly live studio cam on prophecy reality broadcast. So if you're listening live and it's possible for you to come over to the chat room at FirstAmendmentRadio.net or .com. Come on over and join me for the next couple hours. Okay. If you found out that the Social Security number was the mark of the beast, would you repent? Yeah, that's my question for today. If you found out the Social Security number was the mark of the beast, or I should say, is the mark of the beast, would you repent? Well, you know, I know that most of the world would not repent, because most of the world could care less about things like the mark of the beast. And most of the church, well, if they found out, well, they'd be in denial because they hear it. And they're already in denial because they've been taught dispensational futurism. And, of course, dispensational futurism teaches that if you receive the mark of the beast, it's an irrevocable sin, and you're condemned to hell and to burn forever. And, you know, of course, they don't get this out of the Bible. You get this out of, Left Behind books and from prophecy teachers. But I know that our God is loving and forgiving, and He forgives all kinds of sins. And accepting a number to buy and sell, well, you know, that's almost got to be expected that you'd fall for that one, especially given the character that you're going up against. That is the devil and Satan himself, who has had thousands of years to entrap mankind in his final scheme to take over the financial system of the world. And he's done it. Look around you. All the money that you deal with is fiat and usury, meaning that it has no substance. That's fiat. And usury is that it's created out of thin air when people borrow it from the people that create it. That's right. How would you like to create something out of thin air and have the capacity to loan it to people, and then they pay you for something that you created out of thin air? What a racket. You know, only Satan could be the head of something like that. And, of course, his greedy minions, the world bankers, the Antichrist bankers of the world. So Satan, that old dragon, with his Antichrist character, now control the monetary system of the world, just as predicted, well, in the book of Revelation at chapter 13. God wrote it, and pretty much that settles it, so we should not be surprised. And yes, it is the number that you need to buy or sell. And they're tightening it up just a little bit more. President Obama, the previous president to this one, well, he had passed into law a little thing called USC Title 22, Section 2714A, Revocation or Denial of Passport in Case of Certain Unpaid Taxes. And it doesn't matter if you owe taxes or not, you can still get swept up by this law and denied your right to travel. See, that's called tyranny. Yeah, tyranny. And I'm not sure this law is even legal, since it just went into effect this year. Well, I'm waiting for challenges to come up. I don't think I can challenge it, but I have tried my best. Now, if you go to my website at crosstheborder.org, and you scroll down, you'll see four or five articles down from the top, an article that says, "Is it Mark of the Beast time yet?" And put this on the screen for you. And actually, it's a copy of a letter that I wrote to the passport agency on, well, September 17, 2018. I changed the name of the agent, although it probably really wasn't the agent's name. I get this feeling that they're using pseudonyms over there, and probably in most government agencies. I'm not sure. But anyway, and my letter, because I put in my application on and I got a return letter. They kind of blew me off completely. And see, here it is, a return letter from the United States Department of State National Passport Center to, yes. Anyway, and this one is from Karen A. Pizza. So I wonder about that one too. Is there really a Karen A. Pizza over there at the National Passport Center? I guess there could be, but like I said, the names they come up with make me kind of wonder. But anyway, so I wrote my letter to them after putting in my application on March 6, 2018 for a passport. And I wrote them a letter in September because I hadn't got this passport yet. It'd been like 6 months. I better write them a letter and see what's going on. I'm guessing they just were not going to answer me at all or let me know that my passport was denied or anything. They're just going to, until I wrote them a letter. So anyway, and the letter says, after talking with you and answering your questions several months ago, I thought that my passport would be forthcoming because this agent I wrote to, he called me on the phone, okay, and talked with me and asked me some questions. So I told him I thought my passport would be forthcoming. Subsequently, upon calling the passport center, I was told that I would be required to make contact by letter at this address for further information on my application was processing without further information. That's the only information to get me over the phone is that it was processing. Okay, well, I'm glad the process is going on, right? I can only assume that the holdup is due to my sincerely held religious belief that the SSN is the biblical mark of the beast. Because most people have volunteered to participate in socialism, I do expect things to be more difficult for those of us who repent, withdraw and refuse to continue to participate in what we believe is covetousness and theft, therefore a violation of God's law. That's what socialism is. When you have a social security number, you have, if you did it, well, there's an out for you, but if you have a social security number and you use it, you're participating in socialism. You are in agreement with the socialist contract that was entered into by maybe your parents or unwittingly by you when you signed up for social security and socialism, because that's what it is. You have an agreement. You are now a card-carrying socialist. Yeah. Whether you carry the card or not, but if you participate and you agree to it and you're operating in it, then you agree to the entire contract just by your continuing in it. Now, if you come to the realization, what? I didn't know all that. I didn't know that was going on. Okay, you just woke up. You just found out that you're participating in something that you don't want to be part of. You say, because you've held up your head, well, I'm not a socialist all these years. Meanwhile, you're carrying this card and this number around. Yeah. And agreeing to a socialist contract. So you're participating actively in socialism. Whether you receive anything or not, you're still participating in the whole system. Okay. So that's, but so now you've decided maybe I want to repent. Well, who do you have to repent to? That's the whole question. You can't repent to the passport. I mean, to the socialist people out there, because to them, it's a sin for you to not participate. That's their thinking anyway, even though, you know, they don't count it as a sin, but obviously they do. So it's really a sin to the Antichrist socialist world order that we live in. So you're sinning against the Antichrist if you withdraw and don't participate. So if you repent, it's like repentance from anything else that you're doing out there that you know is a violation of God's law and you know is not pleasing to Him. Now, a lot of Christians may object, right now or are objecting or will object when they hear these things and go, oh, no, 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 no. You got it all wrong. We're not socialists and we're not participating because we need the number to work. Well, that tricky devil, man, you know, Satan, that old devil, he would never deceive you or trick you into socialism. Besides, didn't all your futurist dispensational teachers teach you that, what did they teach you? Oh, yeah. That the mark of the beast would be something where you would have to decide, like concretely, I am going to worship the devil. Bam. And I will blaspheme the name of God. Bam. You know, Satan would never trick you and make you think that you were worshiping God while you were actually worshiping him. Yeah, see, yeah, you can count on Satan and his minions to never deceive you or bring you under a great delusion so that you think you're actually doing the right thing when you're doing a wrong thing. See, that's delusional thinking, to think that Satan would never deceive you or you could never be tricked into doing the wrong thing. And I think that's where most people are at. They're tricked into doing the wrong thing. That's the indication I get from Scripture too. But what do you find out? Do you go in denial? I hear no evil, see no evil, whatever. La 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 la, I don't hear a word you're saying. You know, is that what you do? Just go into denial? Well, I think that's what most people do. But, well, keep coming back and we'll keep saying the same message over and over. Well, the monetary system in the world right now is fiat usury. It's Satan's money. It's not God's. The gold and silver are mine, thus saith the Lord. These things I hate, saith the Lord, an unjust weight and balance. That's fiat money. It's an unjust weight and balance. Every time they print new dollars, they're stealing from everyone on earth. Well, 'cause of course, Satan is a thief. Yeah. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. This is his MO, is to steal. And he's found a way to steal from everybody. Every time he loans the government another $1 trillion, well, he reduces the amount of the buying power of every single piece of currency on the earth. Because they're all his, from the yuan to the US dollar to the peso. They're all his now. He owns them all. Yeah. And everyone has a number now, well, almost everyone. There are some holdouts like me. Yeah, but it's voluntary. See, America is still a free country. Some countries aren't free. You have to have a number. I'm pretty sure in China you have to have a number. Yeah. Or I don't know what, they throw you in prison and cut you up for body parts or something. You hear terrible stories. But in America we're still supposed to be free. But now I'm being denied. As time goes on and I refuse to participate, I'm denied more and more immunities and privileges that are supposed to be granted to me under the Constitution of the United States of America. And see why the Antichrist and his God, Satan, hate, that is, hate that Bill of Rights in the Constitution for the United States of America. I hate it. I'm telling you, they hate it. Okay? But so when you participate in socialism, you're participating, as I say here, things are more difficult if you choose to withdraw or repent. Okay? And that is withdraw and refuse to continue to participate in what we believe is covetousness and theft, therefore a violation of God's law. This has only become more obvious and firm in my belief over the passage of time and events. And I continue my letter here to them. I, however, do believe that America is still a free country where I am not required to be a socialist or participate in socialism against my will. I hope that I'm not mistaken, but God's Word, the Bible, does indicate a time when all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, will be required to participate, and that, eventually, upon pain of death. But certainly upon loss of liberty is where it will begin. To this loss of liberty, I have been a living witness and am and am refused many privileges in the new world monetary system, which has kept me and my family living at very modest, what many would consider poverty level, lifestyle. But as the prophet David said, I have never seen the righteous go hungry or begging for bread. Thus God has not failed to feed us and provide the necessities of life so that we do not find it advantageous to sin by begging the beast state for socialist benefits. Something I will never do. Yeah. Now, the government can use any of its account numbers and its files in any way it desires or deems preferential for its own record keeping. I, however, cannot participate, accept, use, or affirm any such financial number issued by a government, biblically symbolized as a beast, that is used for buying or selling, as this would constitute a violation of the Revelation chapter 13 warning against the mark of the beast. I say, let every man live according to his conscience, as we must all individually answer to the Almighty on the judgment day. I only hope that I'm not denied my liberty to travel for living according to my conscience. Okay. So there you have my letter. You see it. That's the actual letter I sent in, except I actually used the agent's name or supposed name. But that's the exact letter. Well, here's the letter I got in return today. And this is October 5th, 2018. This is kind of important to have this date letter. I have 60 days to answer this before they close the file on this application. Yeah, according to their own law. I've been doing a little reading. And it says, Dear Sir, thank you for your passport request. Your passport application was submitted on March 6, 2018 at the United States Postal Facility in blah, blah, California. Your submitted passport application that did not, you submitted a passport application that did not provide your correct social security number. I already told them I don't have one and I can't have one. And it's true under any definition of have, and especially legal definition of have under law, I cannot have a social security number. Now that's good news actually, because no one has a social security number. People only believe. They want me to believe that I have one. That's why they wrote me this blow off letter. Because they completely blew off my letter. They did not acknowledge anything I stated in the letter that I just read and posted on my website. Nothing at all. It says under the 22 USC 2714A, that's Title 22, and the name of that title is, what is the name of that title? Let me see. Name of that title is Foreign Relations and Intercourse. Well, I guess that really makes me a foreigner and an alien in this world, doesn't it? Okay, but Foreign Relations and Intercourse, Department of State, that's Title 22. So that's what it's under, 2714A, Revocation or Denial of Passport in Case of Certain Unpaid Taxes. Thank you, President Obama, for that one. And it says, Ms. Pisa, in this letter continues, under the Title 22 USC 2714A, passport application may be denied if the applicant does not provide his, her social security number. Okay, so I don't have one, so it's an impossibility. Now, I know they have all kinds of numbers for me, but they're not mine under the definition of have in law. If I have this coffee cup, okay, I have it. I'm holding it. I can drink out of it. I could sell it to you for $5 or $100 if you would give it to me. Or I could give it away. I could alter it. I could get a hammer and smash it to bits and pieces because I have it and I own it and possession is 9/10 of the law. And so I could do all those things to this coffee cup because I actually have this coffee cup, okay? And I also have this piece of paper, okay? So under the definition of have in law, under any definition of have, I do not have one. Now they may have, I know they have a lot of different numbers for me. So it says, right on here, it says RE28966-7264. See, that's their number for my application. That's my app, passport application number. Yeah. So, and that, I don't have that number. It's theirs. Now, it's on that paper. I have the paper, but I still don't have the number. It belongs to them. And it's the same thing with the Social Security number. I don't have it. I can't alter it, abolish it. I couldn't sell it to you if I wanted to. And if I give it away or sell it, it's actually against the law. Why? Because it's not mine. And that's the whole point. I don't have one. It's theirs. It belongs to the Social Security Administration. So any number that I repented of using 20 years ago, okay, and I haven't been using since, I never had it. I came to that realization. None of you have a number out there. The government has the number. It's not yours. You can't abolish it, sell it, alter it. You can't do anything because you don't have it. Okay? So this is a liar, but they believe this. This is the way they speak. And, under denied if an applicant doesn't provide his, her Social Security number or willfully, intentionally, negligently, or recklessly provides an incorrect or invalid Social Security number. And this is language that she's lifting directly from the law, which I have right here in front of me because I put in that 22 USC 2714A. And there it is. That's the law. That's what it says. So they can now deny it. Okay, now this law, okay, but I think there's a problem here, and I may have a case. My case would be this, the intent of the law, okay? What was the intent of the legislation? And so if you use the legislation for something other than it was intended for, you're unlawfully using the law, aren't you? So I think that may be my next tact, because I got 60 days to write them back. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to see, maybe I could get someone to do it legally for me, you know, to set it up as a case file so that, and anyway. So, because here it is, the title is revocation, and put that back on the screen, revocation or denial of passport in case of certain unpaid taxes. Well, I have no unpaid taxes. And the IRS gives them a list of people who have unpaid taxes, okay, according to this statute. So the intention of the statute is to deny passports in case of uncertain unpaid taxes, not in case you don't have a Social Security number or you've repented of using it or it's against your religious principles to participate in such. So I guess that's going to be my case to them. All right. We're going to go into a little break here. You're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on internet or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the Left Behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Cross the Border, our Prophecy Reality Edition. And I guess the question for today is, if you found out that the Social Security number is the mark of the beast, would you repent? Yes, would you repent? You know, repent means to change your mind. And from the Greek, the metanoeo, yeah, change your mind. And, you know, I changed my mind 20 years ago or so about the whole socialist thing, and decided I could not participate in that contract, that socialist contract. And we have two parties over there in the United States of America. You know, they call them the Republicans and the Democrats. And they're the socialists and the super socialists. We don't have an anti-socialist party. Yeah, our government is way lopsided. there's no anti-socialist party. And if they had an anti-socialist party where they sincerely believe that America should be the constitutional republic, republic as in res publica, libera, free from things public, that was supposed to be our standing as citizens, that we were to be free from public things, and not attached to this, because that leads to socialism. And that's where we're at. And, you know, the Antichrist, New World Order is necessarily socialist. When you get one world monetary system where they're creating money out of thin air, it's necessarily commu-fascist, especially if they're, like it says in chapter 13 of the Revelation, that everyone has to have the number to buy or sell under threat of being beheaded, things like that. Yeah, that's called communism. You know, you'll participate, you know, or your life, man. That's forced participation. And that's what commu-fascism is. You know, all of the commu-fascist movements in the last century and a half sprang directly from the Antichrist and his minions, because that's what he needs to have, what the Bible told us that he would have at the very end. And so we are very close to that very end. He's got his numbering in every country. And talked about this last week a little bit, just waiting for the final financial crisis. And it has to come. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, I mean, you know, gravity's still working. And, you know, the laws of physics have not been altered. I mean, we can fly airplanes, but we use those same laws of physics to keep us on the ground, to get us off the ground. So, and there's laws of finance, too. And you can only keep borrowing so much money that prices have to escalate. And, you know, everything's doubled in the last 10 years, without a doubt, or nearly doubled, but I'm pretty sure it's around there. And so if it's doubled in the last 10 years, and it's only going to be exacerbated by the same trend of printing trillions of dollars for the government, as we said, as I've said before, that every time the government borrows and prints another, you know, $19-20 trillion, it reduces the value of all the dollars and money out there already. Dollars, yuans, euros, whatever, it's all the same. They got a little floating thing, competition going on between the Antichrist, different denominations of money across the world, but they're all his. And if he prints $20 trillion for the government to spend, it reduces the value of our dollars. That's why the inflation will exacerbate, and it will start to, you know, get to that critical level where it will take 10 years to double. Maybe next time, maybe in 3 years it'll double again. Maybe after that, 2 years. And then maybe after that, well, you know, we won't have cash anymore, so can't do the wheelbarrows full of cash, but it's all digits now on a computer. So fortunately, you won't lose your wheelbarrow by taking your money to the bank. It's just the way it goes. And see, a shout out to Dale and WW in the chat room. The only people visiting me today. Yes, two people in the chat room. Anyway, I just thank you guys for showing up faithfully, and to all the other faithful listeners out there working and keeping busy with their hands and working hard to in the kingdom of God. Okay. So anyway, in the last paragraph on here, in the letter, the response letter to from the Department, United States Department of State, from Ms. Karen A. Pizza. Yes. You either did not provide your, say there you go, attaching it to me again, trying to make me believe that it's mine, when it's not, it's a lie. It should say, you did not provide our Social Security account number. Eh? Why do they lie and think they're telling the truth? Oh, we lie so easily in this culture. So easily. Yeah. But you either did not provide your Social Security number or provided an incorrect or invalid Social Security number. I provided them with no number at all. So these other accusations are, that she's not really saying, it's or. One of these, I don't know which one. I didn't really look at your file. I'm just blowing off your letter. It's not worth my time to read and address you. Your particulars that you wrote in your letter, so I'm just guessing that it's one of these things. Therefore, a U.S. passport cannot be issued to you at this time, and your application is denied. Sincerely, Ms. Pizza. And they return my birth certificate to me with the letter, meaning that they're done with me. But like I said, I have 60 days, so I'm going to write them back. I'll keep it going. And I think that they're abusing or using the law in a way it wasn't meant to be used. The intention of the law was not to deny passports to people who have a religious objection to using a social security number, but denying it to people that they already own and that they have indebted to them through their fiat usury inquisitional system. Yeah, for the true participants in their and believers in their monetary system. There you go. Okay, well, what else do we have today? I was thinking about that anti-socialist party. Is there an anti-socialist party in the United States of America? Do I have to start my own party? Maybe I should run for president. Boy, that would be popular. But could you see me in a nation of socialists? And most of them unrepentant. Yeah. I believe that, see, God's true elect will repent. But those that aren't the elect, most of which are mostly ecumenical, anti-Christians, yeah. They won't repent. Yeah. They believe a lie. They'd rather believe the lie than see the truth of the situation that we're in. So they'll go along with the Antichrist and Dominion. Of course, all the lost people in the world out there, they don't care. They don't believe anyway. That's nothing for them. So Satan's already got most of the world and most of the church. Yeah. Accepting his number. It's only the elect who will object when they realize. So that's why I'm here, to tell people the truth and reach the elect so that they'll repent and withdraw. Now you can trade, but you just can't buy and sell in the beast system. And it's not easy, because you're choosing poverty eventually. And maybe the loss of everything. It's actually gonna work. Yeah, well. You should probably stick to an argument being ineligible to receive an issuance of a social security number. This law does not. You said earlier, have SSN. The law says issued an SSN. And, well, they're saying in this letter, your social security number, so that means have. So, anyway, I don't know what argument to use, man. I just want one that works. And so this just went into effect this year. So unfortunately, it has not been challenged yet. I do expect it to be challenged, and hopefully successfully, as it is an Obama-era law. I thought about actually writing President Trump and to notify him of a bad, tyrannical Obama-era law that further erodes the liberties of the United States citizens of his country. He's supposed to be president of. I don't know if he would go for that or not, and suspend that or put an executive order out saying that that they could only deny issuance of numbers to people that are on the IRS list to uphold this law, because they're overreaching basically under the intent of the law. So I don't know. That Osama president was surely the most evil on my lifetime. Yeah, right after the Bushes. The two previous Bushes were second only to Obama. And maybe Clinton was a third, you know. But yeah, it's terrible. These people that are presidents of the United States. Yeah. I mean, I do like some things that Trump has done and is doing, but Yeah, you can only hope for so much because, you know, he is a socialist and because he's really a believer in socialism. But it's the way he was raised. Everybody in this country believes in socialism. So like if I wrote President Trump a letter saying that I don't have a social security number, would he like number me up there with the kooks? Or, I mean, is it really too hard to believe that someone is sane because they don't participate? Yeah, and socialism? I mean, you know, my mother never had a social security number. My grandparents never had one. I mean, you don't even have to go back 100 years. And, you know, 99% of the people in the United States didn't have social security numbers 100 years ago. So I said, what's the big deal? Why all of a sudden, historically speaking, all of a sudden now, if you don't participate, you're insane? There's something wrong with you. No, I'm just more of a historically inclined person, you know? So, yeah, I'll take that into under consideration there. Let's see, probably should stick to the argument, being ineligible to receive an issuance of a Social Security number. This law does not apply to me. I don't know, that's like a whole, you know? Because I am sure... See, that they have a number, an account number, that was signed up for me when I was orphaned, okay? Because both of my parents died while I was yet a minor, and I became a ward of the state. Yes. And Catholic Charities, specifically, took me in, and I'm sure that they signed me up for a socialist number and received benefits, okay? And then through my ignorance as a young man, I continued that trend until I found out the truth. And then I decided, well, I have to repent. So they've got a number. So I don't know about the argument of being ineligible. Because all they'd have to do if I use that argument, well, I'm ineligible, they'd just send me a letter saying, we certify that you are eligible because it's their number, you know. They can give it to whoever they want, but they don't really give it to you. They keep it. They just assign it to you. They put it, it's their mark that they put on you, their mark of ownership. Because that's what the mark of the beast is. It's a mark of ownership. They own you when you accept it. But as a free country, see, they cannot require you to have, to apply for, or to use a social security number because it is a free country. And when they say that you have to do it, that's why there is no law that requires anyone to have a social security number for any purpose other than asking for benefits from the state. Then they can require it. Otherwise, they don't want to give you their charity. Otherwise, you have to go for real charity. You have to go beg real people to, and real benefactors, like go to a church and say, I'm hungry, I need bread. And the church would say, oh, here, let me take you down and sign you up with the beast. Yeah, let me sign you up with the beast. You getting the idea here? See, Satan is really slick, man. He stole charity from the churches. He ripped the churches off for charity. He did not want the churches to be charitable. He needed to take over charity so he could own everyone. See, real charity is thus. When you go for real charity, the benefactor doesn't own you. You're under an obligation while you're receiving the charity. Yeah. And if you're taking advantage of living in someone else's house, you have to live by the law of their house. Or if you're sitting at someone's table and eating their food, you have to follow the rules and abide by whatever the law is for sitting at that table. But you can walk out the door anytime you want because it's free and you're free to leave. Now, these socialists, see, that's what they're trying to tell me. See, because my daughter went and applied for a passport at the same time I did. And she got her passport because she's never used the number. What they're trying to say is that if you've ever used the number, you're stuck for life. And see, they love that because it goes right along with the dispensational futurist mark of the beast that you can't ever repent of. See, Satan likes that idea where he owns you now and you belong to him. And he don't want to let you go. But see, I know that they're never going to let me go. I can't repent to Satan. I can't repent to the devil when I quit sinning, can I? I don't need to ask them permission to let me go and to rescind my number because I don't have a number. They just chuckle. Sorry, we don't rescind numbers. Oh, sorry, we own you forever. I mean, that's their idea. And they're exercising their ownership over me that they think they have by denying me a passport. Yeah, the stuck for life argument. That's a very tough one. But see, the fact is, they are not my God. My God believes in forgiveness. If I repent, then I'm free. Okay? And the most the beast can do is kill me. Yeah, I mean, they can control my body. I can't leave the country unless I sneak out because I don't have a passport, because they won't give me one without a social security number, because they think they own me. And so they're abusing their own law to rob me of my liberty. Their law that they've crafted to control the people that they already own, the people that have indebted themselves to them, become their slaves. Oh, through trickery. Yeah, that's how Satan has done it, through trickery, through abuse, through the theft, the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913 is where it began. And then their first great financial crisis, the Great Depression, where they stole all the people's real money, the gold. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. Thomas says, tell them Jesus washed away your social security number with his blood. He did. Yeah, it's washed away. Of course, it never really had one. That's what makes it easy to wash away. They're still trying to get me to believe that I have one, and I do not have one. Well, I got 2 months to, at least till November 5th to write them back so they don't close my application. See if I can convince them to, maybe Greg Anthony's a lawyer. I don't know if he'd be willing to help me or not. He's probably fully engaged with the socialist system himself. He's never said anything about it. That's usually a good tell. So anyway, Greg, if you're listening out there, maybe you could use that, law license, yeah, for something that might make a difference. Yeah. See, get a passport from California. never heard of a California passport. That's a new one. Yeah. I can get an illegal license, an illegal alien license from California. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to keep you attuned to that. So our question is, for the day is, if you found out the social security number, that means if you've been listening to this program for an hour, if you found it out that it is the mark of the beast, are you willing to repent, to walk away from it, to stop using it, to withdraw from that, no matter what the cost? Yeah. And the cost is dear, you know. It'll cost you a lot to withdraw. You'll have to live below whatever their poverty level is, I think, for an individual. I have three in my family. I have two dependents, yeah. And I get nothing from the state, no welfare, no social SSI or Socialist Security. And I don't collect Social Security myself, even though I think I'm old enough. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true. So I don't want nothing from them. Yeah. I'm not going to forget God's benefits by taking benefits from the beast. Because that's how, you know, when God said, forget not all of my benefits. Well, when you take benefits from the beast, from the Antichrist money system, theft and usury and all that stuff, then you are forgetting God's benefits. I think that. See, I've been testing God on it for years, and so far, yeah, God is faithful. Yeah. I believe he's going to provide me and my family what we need, because this is not the end of it. Our true treasure is beyond the grave. Well, thank you all for listening, and may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk in his kingdom day by day. We'll see you next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more, using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.